With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is not Chad Hartman. This is Adam Carter. I used to be on this ship a long, long time ago, many, many years ago. I am filling in for Chad today because we are thinking of Chad because Chad had a setback with Q last night. Q had a seizure, first one in a long time. So we are, our thoughts are with Chad, and certainly on these kind of days we love to get some well wishes on the text line because Chad reads those, and I know just a couple of words of encouragement can certainly help. So by all means, text in your well wishes to Chad and Q, 651-461-9226. Happy to be here on this snowy day. Dave, is it snowing out there? I haven't heard much about it. So if I'm doing noon to three, I got to bring the snark. I got to bring the tongue-in-cheek. I got to bring the gentle poke at the good neighbor. So do we know, is it still snowing? And are people being affected by it at all?
Seems like there is a bit of an impact, yes, Adam, as snow appears to still be falling here at the mothership in downtown Minneapolis.
I'd like you to go out and maybe just periodically go outside and just, you know, get the mood of downtown. You know, you don't have to talk to anybody or just kind of, you know, stand around and look around and just kind of get the mood.
Just stick my tongue out, catch a few flakes, see how people are enjoying it.
I love it. I'm just going to say it right now. I love it. And if you ask me in February and I'm looking out the window and we're in the same situation, I'll deny that I ever said it. But I love it, especially the pre-Christmas snowfalls. Excuse me, are great. I am all for the pre-Christmas snowfalls. We're going to have a white Christmas, hopefully, even though it's going to get warm, apparently, and might melt the stuff we're getting today. But even next week might even be a bigger snowfall. But I'm all about it. And the roads today, I was out and about a little bit. They weren't terrible. I've been through a lot worse. They might be getting worse right now, and I'm not saying, hey, caution be damned, just go out there and drive and have fun. No, I get it. There are some serious situations. But a good snowstorm with the wind whipping a little bit, I don't mind it. In fact, I love it. Again, after Christmas, not so much, but now this is prime time for the snowfall.
Okay, there, home office. That's fine. I was pleasantly surprised by the drive-in today. I left my house around 9:15, figuring I'd be here around 2:30. But it took me maybe 5 to 10 minutes more than normal. It was from Woodbury into downtown, it was a steady, 40 to 45 on 94. Slow and steady. It was just fine. I didn't come across one accident, no spinouts, anything. Everyone was behaving well. My wife left earlier, and I can't say she had the same luck. She just goes into downtown St. Paul, and she got out of bed a little after 6. I was already up and sitting in the living room, and she asked, is it coming down yet? I said, no, I don't see anything yet. So she hops in the shower, and I walked in there 5-10 minutes later. Hon, you better hurry up. It's snowing like hell.
Yeah, it showed up early this morning. My wife let the dogs out right at about 6, and I said, is it snowing out there yet? She says, just a little bit. And I was downstairs like 20 minutes later, and I looked out the window. I'm like, well, it's really snowing now. So, yeah, what a difference a few minutes makes. Somebody texting in, no, the roads are awful. Lots of idiots out there with their lights off. Yeah. We shouldn't have to remind you every 10 minutes to turn your lights on. And I get it, the cars nowadays, they, you know, they sense the light and they turn, you know, we rely on the automated lights, but you can't rely on your automated lights because at a time like this, you should have your lights on. And I've said this, the amount of times I see people now with driving at night in pitch black without their lights on, just their parking lights or no rear view or no rear lights.
Yep, the tail lights, sure.
Tail lights, that's it. It's astonishing to me. It's like, what are you doing? So don't rely on those automated. Smart cars, not so smart oftentimes. But so I posed this question on Twitter. And I used to be a wait till it's over guy. And what is a wait till it's over guy, you might think? Well, there's plenty of options for that. But I'm going to go for the snowfall. Do you wait until it's all done before you make the move and either shovel or, if you're fortunate enough to have a snow thrower, to throw the snow or snow blow? I used to be a wait till it's over. You know, I only want to do it once, so I'm going to wait till it's over. What about you, Dave? You wait till it's over or do you do it in shifts?
If we're talking about the snow we're getting today, say half a foot is expected. If I've got the shovel, absolutely shifts. If you've got the big snow thrower, I'm just fine waiting.
Yeah. You can wait. Because you don't, it's like if you're using gas or batteries, you don't want to use it up too much. And that's why you bought it, for the heavy snow.
I had somebody in the neighborhood as I was driving out at 9:15 this morning, had the snow blower out. And said, what are you doing? I mean, they've got the big Toro going. It's like,
yeah.
It's going to snow for another 10 hours. What's this getting rid of 1 inch? What's that going to accomplish? Come on, calm down.
So I've switched. So like I'm a shift guy now. Even though I'm fortunate enough, la di da, to have a snow thrower.
Ooh.
I still like to shovel. I still enjoy, you know, not the back-breaking 8-inch heavy snow shovel, but if there's an inch or two out there and you can get it done in a relatively short time, I like that. I like to go out there, and I'm not a handyman by any means. I don't do a lot of things around the house well. I don't do a lot of, as my wife would remind me, I don't do a lot of things around the house at all. But mowing the lawn and shoveling the driveway, it's a simple, it's kind of a mindless activity, and I'm all about it. So if I have to break it up a couple times and say, you know what, I'll do it a couple times, I'm okay with that. And I did it already before the show today. And I'll probably have to do it after the show and once it stops. So I've switched. I've changed from a one-timer to a shift guy.
Mm.
So that's a little bit about me.
Mr. Gruntwork, Adam Carter, likes to get out there.
That's right.
Do those things that any dumb idiot can do. Take
that's
snow,
pretty much
move.
It. Well, that's like I've said it many times. Like my neighbor Paul, the guy is unbelievable. He's built this. He built his own deck in his house.
Oh, my God.
Built this outdoor fireplace, outdoor kitchen area. I just helped him move. He built his own ping pong table made out of solid oak, and I helped him move it. And he's like, you know, he's about 18 years younger than I am. So I'm, yeah, no problem. Yep, I got it. Yep, oh, we don't need a rest. We don't need a rest. But, I mean, he wakes up, and he's got 7 projects done, and I mow the lawn, and I'm like, yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. That's gold for a gold one.
That's right. That's my duty's done today. People say it depends on the wind. If the wind is blowing hard, I wait until the wind goes down to move the snow. That's a good idea. If you've got the snow thrower, you've got to factor in the wind. I'm a shifter. It's good exercise. A shifter. I like that. Are you a shifter or are you a one-timer? I'm a shifter. It's good exercise. I don't like to drive over snow. It causes packed snow or tires were, and it's hard to shovel that too. If you got to be a go-getter to get up there and get the snow off the driveway before the car backs out, otherwise that just drives you crazy, doesn't it?
It does.
Somebody backs out and, you know, you got those tire marks, especially if the snow plow has come by and somebody's driven through the concrete that's into the end of the driveway, that just makes it so much harder to move that stuff. That's brutal. Another guy, the roads weren't too bad earlier. They're apparently bad now. What the F planet are you driving on? I saw way too many bad neighbors on the way to work. Effing dopes. 651-461-9226. a little bit more about an idea I had last week, and I've kind of changed it now about where I need to use it. That's next. Adam's in for Chad, noon to 3 on WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody suggesting on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Hey, Adam, for old time's sake, could you randomly announce a school closing? Our Lady of the Broken Taillight, they'll be finishing 2 hours early today. Our Lady of the Broken Taillight, public and parochial, 2 hours early today. In seriousness, you can check our website, WCCORadio.com, for all the school closings, school early letouts, and snow emergencies that'll be declared. So last week, Dave, I know you you listen in all the time and try to get some inspiration for the noon to three experience.
Got to find something to talk about.
I proposed. I was wondering why, in my advanced age as a man, why we don't have built-in urinals in mattresses where you could. Don't laugh. This is a.
I'm not laughing at the idea. I'm laughing about the fact that you're bringing it back.
Well, I'm bringing it back. Here's the reason. I don't need to delve into it. We all know what a great idea that is. But I so I am starting this lifestyle change. No, I'm not doing anything drastic. It's just I've packed on a few pounds over the last year, and so I'm going to I'm losing some weight. Going to try to lose some weight, and I'm working with a group that you're going to be hearing about very shortly. A partnership here on the radio, but as part of it, I have to drink half my body weight in water per ounce, not like actual weight.
So say you're I've got 200 pounds, you have to drink 100
ounces. I got to drink 100 pounds of water a day. Yeah, really, no, yeah, so I'll just say I weigh 230, so I got to drink 115 ounces of water per day. That's a lot of water. It's just shy of a gallon. So I am in a situation now where I will be needing to use the bathroom frequently. So what I'm saying is that my bed urinal idea could be transitioned right now into like a office urinal. And I know people are just going to text me right away, just get a jug. Just get a jug. And if it hits you, when it hits you, you just have to do that. I'm thinking a little more. I'm thinking longer term. I'm thinking more. I'm an idea guy, and I want to, you know, have a it's can't be as simple as just a jug. So that's where my mind is at today. 651-461-9226. We will have, by the way, Ask Adam Anything today. I was planning to do Ask Adam Anything, but again, Chad is off today. Q suffered a seizure, and Chad is obviously with his son today, and we're thinking about Q and Chad. But I was planning on doing Ask Adam Anything, but I'm not going to do it myself, so we've got a celebrity, local celebrity coming up to do Ask Adam Anything, and you are going to want to hang around because this individual is quite funny, very funny on social media, very funny on television. I'll just say that, including last week when he had a faux pas that we'll bring up with him. But you're gonna want to stick around for that. Somebody wondering where they can buy stock in the matronal. I'm telling you, Sleep Number. If your Sleep Number's one, you got a spot to go. I mean, it just writes itself. It writes itself. When I was young, we're asking people about. I brought up this question for people, whether or not they're a shifter or a wait till it's over guy or gal. Meaning, do you wait till the snow falls in completion until you get out there to clear your driveway, whether it's shoveling or snow throwing? And I've changed. I used to be a wait till it's over, and then I'll shovel. Now I'm a shifter. I'm a shifter. Delivery guy just right outside my window, Dave, just did a cookie, you call it. Whipped a cookie right in the cul-de-sac. It was impressive. I wish I could have got that on video. I've changed now, and I'm wondering how people do that. If shifts, somebody's suggesting on the text line, 651-461-9226, the city's one plumbing talk and text line. Shifts work for snow blowing, especially when it's wet. Also, here's a tip from Christy. Spray the inside of your snow thrower with cooking spray like Pam. Makes it amazing. I remember as a kid, my dad would always shovel out the end of the driveway. I don't know why he did it right away, because as soon as he did it, the plow would come by, plowing the street, shoving all the snow back up into the driveway again. I can still hear my dad swearing as he sees the snowplow come by. That's happened to me many, many times. You got to wait till the plow comes by. Otherwise, you're tempting fate. You're tempting fate if you shovel out the end of your driveway before the plow comes by, because then you're in trouble.
Well, that might be the time, though, when shifting works. If you've got 4 or 5 inches there, you might want to get that, get it at the bottom of the driveway before the plow comes and throws the heavy stuff on top of the 4 to 5.
That's true. Can you work it in a way, too, where, like, you can shovel all your snow before the plow comes, shove it all out into the street, so that way the plow comes by and puts it right on your neighbor's driveway.
I think you can absolutely.
If
do
you
that.
Hate your neighbor, like, yeah, shove all your snow out, so then the plow comes by and yours is crystal clean, and your neighbor's got like Mount Everest at the end of the driveway. Oh, that's a shame, Bill. Yeah.
And if it's blowing the right direction, that's why you do want a snow blow when it's nice and windy out there. You can get that stuff awfully high, and it can travel awfully far, as far as it needs to be to get back in the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah, for sure. Delivery guy, by the way, now stuck. We've got a play-by-play here. The delivery guy is spinning the tire. Whoop! Oh, he's firing it up. I think he's got it. He's got it. Yeah, he's on his way. Good for him.
Godspeed, delivery guy.
He came down. He whipped. He was looking cool, and then he's like, "Uh-oh, I can't make it out of here." We'll keep you up to date on the trials of the delivery guy outside of my house. Adam Carter in for Chad. It is 12:29 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll keep you up to date. Again, all the snow info online at WCCORadio.com. That includes early school closures and snow emergencies. But it is time for Ask Adam Anything with a special celebrity. Find out who it is next on CCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I am Adam Carter, and I usually I'd be answering the questions for Chad. Chad off today to be with Q today and keep those well wishes coming in. We appreciate it, 651-461-9226. But when I, instead of just me asking myself questions, which would be incredibly boring, and that's how I come up with ideas like the mattress urinal, we don't want to do that for, like, too long. We like to bring in a big hitter, somebody who is a local celebrity, somebody who is instantly recognizable, and today we've done that. Chris Eggert from KSTP, you see him on morning television over there at KSTP. And then, like, how many shows you do now? Like, God, KSTP, they do, like, shows every hour. So what do you got, like 4 or 5 shows? You go to about 6 o'clock at night, Chris? How's that work?
Yeah, I'm there pretty much 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
Any newscast they'll let me do, I'm there to do it. No, we have a new show from 9 to 10 called Minnesota Live, so that's in addition to the newscast. I believe that's probably what you're referring to.
Minnesota Live, you and Megan Newquist do that, correct?
Yep. Heavy hitter, by the way. That's I'm not sure what your what your standard is, but okay.
They're pretty low, Chris. They're pretty low. That's what I'm saying. Our standards are pretty low.
Fair.
Now, I think this is the first time you and I have ever talked, but we've gone back and forth on Twitter quite a bit, and I'll never forget.
Yeah, I think it is.
It was many, many years ago when Chad and I were out at the State Fair, and one of our ongoing jokes at the State Fair, we'd hang different people's names. Like, so every host or person at CCO gets like a name placard. And so when they're up on stage at the fair, we put the placard up top. So it was an ongoing joke because they never made me a placard because I wasn't that big of a deal, that we would just hang some other person's name above me. So I was on with Chad, and I think it was Mike Lynch was the name ahead of me, and you came by, and I think you were in a wheelchair at the time, probably we'll get into that, one of your many surgeries you've talked about, but you took a photo and tweeted it and said you were just sitting there watching Mike Lynch at the State Fair. It's a compliment. I mean, wouldn't be bad to be Mike Lynch, but so
that's, yeah, I always come and watch you at the fair every year. It's like, I never get to see any of the broadcasts, and so that's like one of my favorite things. I'm just like everybody else. I like driving around. And,
yeah.
Well, and that year I was in one of my little motorized scooter type things, which, by the way, are really the key way to experience the State Fair. If you've never tried it, I would highly recommend it.
651-461-9226. Your questions and calls too for Chris Eggert. Chris, so you're a South Dakota guy, correct? Tell me about how you came to the Twin Cities, and also for the people who don't know the story, how you came to lose your leg.
Well, I'll start with the Sodak thing. I'm kind of fortunate. I call myself about a 60-40 Sodak/Minnesotan because all my dad's family are from southwestern Minnesota, like Laverne, Worthington, Kanaransie, kind of down in that area. And then my mom's family are all from South Dakota. And when my mom and dad divorced when I was a lad, my dad moved up here and my mom stayed in South Dakota. So I stayed in South Dakota, but I spent time up here all the time. This was like, you know, my second home. And back in, I don't know, I suppose 2012, my father became ill, and we decided that it would be beneficial to move back. Wanted to be here anyway, so I moved back to help take care of him when he was going through the illness. And so now I'm been here for almost 11 years now, which is crazy. But so that's the first answer. How much do you really want to know about the leg thing? I mean,
I'll tell you what. You know what? Scrap that. Let me just ask you this. Have you ever used it as an excuse? Not like a legitimate excuse. Not having a leg is a legitimate excuse. I think everybody can agree with that. But have you ever used it like to get out of something? Like, I would, but I've only got one leg. Have you ever used
it? I use it for everything. I mean, it may have absolutely nothing to do with anything. I use it. And I think my friends and family and coworkers, I know it, like, they don't know what to say, right? I'll say something about the leg, and if people who don't know me very well don't know whether I'm joking or not, and they just kind of have this, like, horrified look on their face. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually. Okay. So anytime somebody new at the TV station starts, I start in with the leg stuff. So, yeah, I use it as an excuse for everything.
And I love that, by the way, because obviously it's a tremendous thing you've been through and continue to go through, but having a great sense of humor about it. I love it. Okay, we got some texts coming in, Chris. You ready? Now, these are a wide variety of texts, and you can answer them as you see fit. You can take the fifth, whatever you want to do. Somebody asks, what will convince you to put an emergency kit in your car for winter driving? Now, is this something you've explained, that you don't have an emergency car kit? Is this a thing?
Yeah, today on Minnesota Live, we actually had State Department of Public Safety, I think, was out, and they were telling us about winter car kits and everything you need to have in a car kit. And today was one of those days where I didn't even bring a jacket to work. I don't know how you are about that, but I very rarely dress for the weather outside.
Same.
And I also feel that as a lifelong Midwesterner, you should know what to put in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel, and this is a very controversial take, by the way,
we love
I don't feel that it's necessarily the news's job to explain to people that they need to have certain things in their car. I'm like, if you don't know that by now, you've got bigger problems.
Now, that said,
that's my stance on that. But that said, we did have the fellow on from the state of Minnesota today, very nice, and did make some very good arguments for having a winter survival kit. So to answer that question, I do have a blanket in the back end of my car now.
So very good.
Now, I did have the blanket in the back of my car at the beginning of the day as well, but I'm just going to go ahead and call that the winter survival kit.
Well, it's one thing if you're going, if you're driving for 4 hours a day.
Yes.
And you're on rural roads, then absolutely. But you're right. I agree with you 100% on that. And that's something that I guess I learned from Chad as well. And on this station, as you know, KSTP, one of the legendary broadcast stations, call letters in the market. And there's a sense of obligation. And I get it. I mean, I get it, especially here on this radio station. But, there are just some things you've got to leave to up to people that they have to. It's not our job to tell you that,
right? But I also get that there are people who are new to the area and they don't know, and I get that. But every year, I feel the producers put those in the newscast just to irritate me because they know they know it's going to turn into a thing because I'm going to complain about it, but that's what I do.
Exactly. Chad hates the stories about the Minnesota, about we're obsessed with finding connections to Minnesota with any kind of major national story, and I would always do that. I'd purposely put those stories in there just so that he would go nuts.
Yeah, boy. Way to irritate him.
This is a good question for people who work in the morning, early mornings like you do. Have you ever gone to work directly from a late night party?
Oh, man, no way. I cannot do that. I'm
tough to do it on TV. It's tough to do. Radio, it's a little easier. But
I'm very close to 50 years old. Now I'd say that in television and nowadays, no. Now, when I was doing early morning radio, I think it was KXRB in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I had the sign-on shift at 6 o'clock in the morning. And back then, they weren't on all day. Like, you had to go into the radio station and physically fire up the radio station to put it on the air. And we had gone out pretty late the night before. Mm-hmm. And me and some of the fellers, and I missed the sign on. I'm trying to think about it. We probably didn't have cell phones back then either.
Nope.
At some point, I woke up mortified, realized I was late, got there. The program manager had signed the radio station on. And I think I maybe made it by 7 or 7:15. But that was an example of what happens when you stay up way too late and then try to get up and do the morning show the next day. It doesn't usually work out very well.
Chris Eggert from KSTP is our celebrity guest for Ask Adam Anything. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dave, you got that audio ready to go here?
Sure do.
All right. This is last week, and I love this. Let's hear Chris having to pronounce a name of a contest winner over at KSTP. Oh, fantastic. Okay. You got a follow up? Have you spoken to Rhonda about the proper way she pronounces her last name?
I feel bad. I know it's Sukit. I've had about 7 trillion texts and emails and Facebook messages and tweets and Instagram, however messages are sent over Instagram. I know it's Sukit. I feel really bad because I only put it out there because I thought it was funny, and I certainly hope that Rhonda has a sense of humor about it.
I feel like she
probably has to.
I'm
guessing it's probably not the first time she's heard her name said that way. Now, that said, that should have never happened. I always pre-read my scripts. Every once in a while, one gets through that I didn't see before the words come out of my mouth, and there is a perfect case in point of why you want to read every single thing before you're on live TV, because that one got me, and that was pretty embarrassing.
Pretty funny, though. I mean, I don't know
if you can hear it, but Barlow's in the background.
Yes.
You can hear this, like, the silence, and then you hear this sort of, like, gasp or
wheeze,
like
a wheeze laugh. Yes.
And he and I are, like, 2 14-year-old boys when it comes to these types of things. So he's in the background, like, just gasping, and that made it harder for me. But I'm like, at this point, I just felt bad that I mispronounced Rhonda's name, and I certainly wasn't going to try to gloss over it like it didn't happen. I think that's one of the most irritating things newscasters can do is try to, like, cover up the flub. I mean, come on, just own it. So
own it. Yep.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring that up, because I can relate to a much, much smaller scale, but we just talked about our days in smaller market radio. My first job was in Tama, Iowa. I did the morning show, and I would have to read the funeral announcements. And one time there was a Doug, D-U-F-U-S, and I did not read it ahead of time. So I said, and funeral services Doug Doofus will be held. And I started laughing, and my voice started quivering, and then I started cracking up. But I faked it off like I started crying, and I said, I knew Doug. Oh, we're going to miss Doug. And I think the statute of limitations has run out on that one, so I say that. Mike is always calls in for Ask Adam Anything, but he's going to ask Chris anything. Mike in Minneapolis, go ahead for Chris Eggert.
Hey, Chris. It's been established that Adam did not shoot a deer this year, but he came home and claimed that there was blood on his clothes, and he washed his clothes before anybody could get a hold of him. What do you think he's trying to really cover up there?
There's some truth in that story.
All right, Michael, this is a good question. I just got off a hunting trip this last weekend out in North Dakota. And it's a lot of pressure. It is a lot of pressure. You want to come back from the hunt and seem like a big man, like you did what everyone else did, right? Like you got a lot on the line with that hunt. Adam, did you take some blood from somebody else's deer?
Mike is making this up. I got a deer. Let's stop with the shenanigans. I got a deer. It was real blood.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, that's Mike. He's always got some great questions.
How big did it have a nice rack?
Not great. I mean, it was a 7-pointer. Should have been an 8, knocked a Brautein off. But the freezer's full. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Well, that's good. Hey, yeah. That's smart, man. In this day and age. Nice. Yep. All right. Well, I think I'm 0-for-1 on Ask Chris Anything. So that's
No. It's whatever comes to mind. That's the beauty of the bit. It's a beauty. You're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I feel. That was bad. But let's keep moving on. Hopefully, there's better.
Well, here's one. Who's the biggest jerk you ever worked with? Somebody wants to know that.
Oh, now I can't answer that. But you know this, Adam. Like, there are different personalities, just like there is in every office. It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's broadcasting or, you know, whether it is you work in a welding shop or a gas station or whatever. I do feel that sometimes broadcasting sort of creates personality where people feel like they've got to have this kind of big, you know, crazy personality, which is so irritating to me. I mean, I can say that to answer that, I'm not going to say name, but I mean, there have been people along the way that I don't really see eye to eye with because I felt they were pretty egotistical or, you know.
It's Barlow. You can say it. It's Barlow. We all know that.
Yeah, his name's Ken. Yep. Last name starts with a B, ends with a W.
Hey, we're out of time. Enjoy this very much. Hopefully we can do it again sometime. Sorry to cut into your nap time, but I appreciate it very much so, and it was good to talk to you, and continued success, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Say hi to Dave, too. I miss seeing him around the old media factory over there. So
never heard of him, but I appreciate it. There goes Chris Eggert from KSTP, a celebrity edition of Ask Chris Anything, 12:53 on WCCO.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, watching the Wolves game last night, a lot of reasons to be frustrated, but a reason to get concerned last night when you saw Karl Anthony Towns go down. And MRI has confirmed what they thought last night, which is some good news, that it was just a right calf strain. However, he will be sidelined indefinitely, reassessed in several weeks. So that's a significant calf strain. Boy, you looked at that, and I thought, as someone who has ruptured my Achilles tendon, sure looked like that's what it was. We'll wait and see more news. Stick around. More coming up. Adam in for Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.